Political campaigns can be frustrating. Sometimes all you can do is laugh. It seems the line from many of the Jody Arrington for Congress backers in the Texas 19 district is that negatives about Arrington brought out in the campaign are all lies. This is silly, as all that appeared in commercials was documented and such provided to the press. Last week, a local Arrington supporter was telling a businessman I know that all the stuff about Jody requesting $90,000 for new office furniture when he took his customized golden parachute job at Texas Tech was just not true. The problem for this person and all others who choose to ignore reality is that it is true. I have copies of the documents from Texas Tech which prove it, including a detailed list of items. How about this quote from his own assistant in a memo? At the time of that discussion, we did not have numbers for all of the furniture items. I have also attached the final furniture request and then parenthetically 90K and the cost comparison documents, end quote. Arrington's new, extremely highly paid position, for which he had almost no resume of experience, did have offices to outfit. The offices of a major Wall Street brokerage firm that had just vacated. In other words, posh offices, not some old basement on campus that needed to be made habitable. Arrington requested and got $90,000 for furniture to outfit his new palatial offices at Tech. That is fact, not fiction. And he didn't have 180 employees either. That's how many desks at $500 a pop that $90,000 will buy, just so you know. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.